Welcome to the very first episode of the Content Marketing Mompreneur Show. I'm so excited to be sharing my story on what led me to be a mompreneur and a content marketing coach, and what you can expect from my show. So do you ever feel like where you're currently at is not where you're really supposed to be? Do you ever feel like where you currently are feels completely unfulfilling? But maybe your relationship with God isn't the best because you've spent a lot of years doing things your way and you're just getting by or just really lost and confused. I spent a lot of years feeling this way, and maybe you can relate to my story. So listen in to hear how God got my attention and how I uncovered my purpose. What's up, friend? Are you burnt out spending wasted hours creating endless content on social media with little to no growth? Do you feel constantly glued to your phone, networking and nurturing leads, only to get ghosted anyways? Do you Google things like, how do I grow a business without social media? Or how to use keywords in SEO? Do you wish that you had more flexibility and freedom in your schedule? Good news, sis. I'm here to tell you that it is completely possible to grow a successful business online, to make a passive income from home in less time with streamlined automation, to grow your audience organically, and to finally be present and available for your family. I'm Katie, boy mom, wife, coffee lover, and a Christian business and content marketing coach. I struggled for years trying to grow my business online, exchanging family time to create endless amounts of content for social media that never helped me grow my audience or traffic organically. And now, I'm going to teach you just how I did it so you too can grow the dream business that God has placed on your heart. Grab your coffee, your favorite sweatshirt, and let's do this. What's up, friends? Wow. Very first episode ever. We're really doing it, and it seems so surreal. Thank you for hanging with me today. I'm excited to be sharing my story with you and hoping that it will inspire you and give you hope that with God, anything is possible, because it really is. And I'm starting my story off by admitting that instead of putting God in a box, I completely walled myself in from pretty much everybody. For a lot of my life, I struggled to understand what it really meant to have a relationship with God. To me, he simply just existed. And I can also tell you, when he really wants to get your attention, he's got his ways. My career started in healthcare. I haven't always been an entrepreneur. You know, I have family members in healthcare, and it was a natural born gift and an easy profession for me to do. So I just went ahead and did it. I thought at the time that since it came so easily to me, that's what I was supposed to be doing. When I went into healthcare, my plan was to eventually work my way up to be a director at a facility at some point. So at the beginning, I wanted to level this thing up and go all the way with it. I dedicated myself and just went all in. And somewhere along the way, at some point, it began to not be as fulfilling, and I started questioning my identity and where I actually really belonged. I didn't feel like I fit in healthcare. It didn't feel right. And I didn't feel like I was in the right place. And I can remember at the time various points very vividly in my life where I had a desire to be extremely creative in some kind of way. And I've never really been a creative person. I was just go with the flow kind of thing. And one day, I don't know what sparked this, but I got a desire to write a book. At the time, I hated writing. That was like the worst subject besides math that you could give me. I hated writing. I didn't want to do it. and this made no sense to me at all. And there was another time I wanted to make all natural stuff, like shampoos and makeup and soaps, but never had done it, and that made no sense. I had no experience doing it, but I was like, hey, I want to do this with no experience, and ended up wanting to sell it, which never happened. And then I got another idea, and I took up crocheting. So crocheting, yeah, I learned how to crochet. And my plan with that was to sell handmade crochet items. And I learned how to do it. Took a while, but I learned it. And I hated that. I hated it. I thought it was redundant, tedious, and it made my fingers hurt. And at those times, I felt a complete push to do something new and different. And looking back now, I can say that was God trying to get my attention. It was all God. I was just being extremely ignorant, and I wanted to do things my way. I think I was, honestly, I was being ignorant on purpose. And sometimes, at the same time, it's easy to miss the call that God's trying to move you into a different direction, because God is not pushy. He's not a pushy God. And it's very easy to just shrug the feeling off and just keep moving. And that's exactly what I did. And let me just say that anything at that time that I tried to pursue, it fell through. And towards the end, my heart was just not into it, whatever I tried to pursue. And I had a feeling of running the other direction, just running away from it. And I actually had two different times I took a CNA class to get certified. And I'm going to be completely honest here. I hated training in a skilled facility. I hated it. Every second of it. It's just daunting to me to be there. And for those of you that are listening that don't know what skilled is, it's a nursing home. It's a higher care of nursing than assisted. So the first time that I took the CNA class, I passed the written but failed my hands-on test for my state boards. And I believe that, and I think it was in 2006. So in 2016, I decided to go ahead and try it again. But the thing is with that, I had a family member persuade me to try again because they knew I was good at it, but they didn't really ask if that's something that I wanted to do. Maybe I just kind of led them believe that's I was interested in doing it. And at the time, I was a heavy people pleaser. I mean, this is like the worst attribute I've had for years is being a people pleaser. And I just wanted to be accepted for who I was and what I was doing. So right then, I was doing that for the wrong reason. Another reason was I just wanted to make more money. You know, I was working full time, getting up at like 3 a.m. to go to this CNA class and then go to work until like 10 p.m. and I worked swing shift. So that was for 6 weeks. I was going back and forth between both. And it was very taxing. I hardly saw my family for 6 weeks. That was really hard. And on the last day, when I went in to practice for my state boards, the instructor told the class that that day was not our last day and we had like 2 more days. Guys, I was tired and I just wanted to go home and sleep. I wanted to be with my family, my kids. Yeah, I questioned why I was there in that exact moment and thought to myself, what do I really want? Do I want to be a CNA? Is that really what I want to do? And in that exact same moment, I thought, no, I don't. I didn't have peace about it at all. I didn't want it. And I didn't want to be a CNA and work in a skilled facility or continue working in any kind of healthcare for a long period of time. I didn't want to pursue it long term. And I didn't want to move into a healthcare facility and become a director. You know, originally that would have been my plan when I started out. And it sounds super crazy. You know, for 6 weeks, I showed up in this class to get certified to be a CNA. All that time. And I walked out of that class that day. You know, healthcare is a very demanding profession, and it's very rewarding. It can be very rewarding, but at the same time, it is very daunting, and it's very taxing. It's very stressful. And in 2018 was what I call my year of discovering and pruning. I had quit a job that I was at for 3 years, and I think this was my turning point that God started dealing with me. This was my waiting season. And let me tell you, waiting seasons don't feel very comfortable. I felt very lost. I felt depressed. And I continued to really question who I was. And I had to get, God had to get me alone and away from all of the influence that was around me to get my attention. And he did it. He really, man, he did it. And he worked with me on so many different things that had gone on in my life and answered so many questions I had, like, how come I've never fit in anywhere? And he answered me, because you are set apart. You are not like the people that you have placed yourself around. And he literally showed me that he was there even when I wasn't paying attention. Why I had to go through certain things that I didn't understand. And even though I'm married and have kids, I spent a lot of years feeling alone and empty. And I think it was also due to my people-pleasing behavior made me feel very unfulfilled and very empty too. I think that contributed to it. And in that moment that he told me that was the moment that I felt whole and loved. So during this time, I decided that I was going to start a lifestyle blog. And that was in 2018. That was in the same year. And guys, I just needed a creative outlet. That was the whole point in starting a blog, was just to have some kind of creativity flowing out of me. You know, I was at home. I wasn't doing anything. And I just needed to get it out of me, you know. And this blog, it was supposed to be about all natural and DIY stuff and gardening, which gardening is my jam and I love it. And, you know, we team up and, you know, grow stuff every year. And I love it. I just love gardening. And short story is that blog ended up being a complete bust. I couldn't continue coming up with content at the time. I guess I really didn't understand the whole content concept. And my desire for it just completely fizzled out. It seemed like a lot of work on top of other things I had going on at the time. And without even realizing it, this blog actually is how I learned how to write. It's very ironic. I actually ended up enjoying writing now. I love to write. And this is how I learned SEO and content marketing. And I guess maybe it was like an undercover operation that God was on, because I didn't even think I knew enough to teach anyone about content creation at the time. And at the time, I parked my website and parked my thoughts and let God continue working on me. And I felt like maybe I was trying to push time and force things to work without waiting on God. And I thought, you know, patience. I need to kind of learn some patience. And patience, my friends, is my downfall. I can tell you so, so many things that has happened. If we didn't get things figured out in time, it would have been a complete uproot for us from our situation. But God. God has taught me that I'm on his timeline and I need to trust that his timing is way better than mine. And I can tell you that it is. He really worked this into me over the last like 3 years. And man, he knows his timing's like on point, way better than mine. I can say that. I briefly had to go back to work at a different facility in 2019 for financial reasons. And I was there for a very short time. I think it was like maybe 6 months or something. And mind you, there was no discussion with God whether or not I should go back to work. It was just like an intuitive mom thing. You know, well, this is what's best for the family right now, so I got to do the thing. And I kid you not, this was such a hard job to show up and do. And when COVID started, we had to make another hard decision. The kids were distance learning. You know, the schools were obviously shut down, so there was no way that I was ever going to hire a babysitter to come to our house. So we decided that I would just stay home. And during this time, I wanted to make an income. I needed something that was very flexible, where it wouldn't require me to leave home. And in 2021, I was led to a business coach who I believed was going to help me start my online business. I didn't have enough to invest in this coach, so I decided to sell a valuable thing that I had at a pawn shop so I could afford this coach. And I knew before starting with this coach what I didn't want to do. Knew for sure. And I didn't want to be creating content all the time for social media. That was the one thing I was actually working on, was putting my phone down. And I didn't want to be DMing random people. And I for sure was not going to dance around and act silly on Reels to grow a business. And shortly after I signed up for this program, that is exactly what I was learning. And I was completely disappointed. I tried it, even though I knew in my heart it was not going to work. I tried it, and nothing. After that, I decided, you're really going to laugh, because I sure did. I'm going to grow a paid-to-promote Facebook group, because I, quote-unquote, knew for sure this was the thing that was going to take off. I have no idea what sparked my thing to do that at the time. I had like 3 people sign up right away and I was super excited. I was like, yes, I finally found something that's going to work. It's going to stick. I'm going to grow a business. And after that, it was complete ghost town. So I'm really glad though that that did not work out. I wouldn't have liked doing that much either, thinking back on it. And it's funny, the ideas that you originally thought would be super cool at the time, and then after you do it, you realize it wasn't such a good idea. And yeah, I heard a big no from God on that one. That was just like one, I heard it loud and clear. It was, no, you're not doing that. But I'm glad though that never happened. And I decided to stay committed to my Facebook group, though. I still have my Facebook group. I knew at some point that that would be my audience for the thing that I was doing once I figured it out. And I've continued to show up there and conversate and hang out. And I prayed and asked God to direct me to someone specific who was going to show me how to run a successful business the right way. And not long after I prayed. I applied for an internship with someone that I had been following. And I remember when I applied that I wasn't really hopeful on being accepted, but I thought, you know, the worst thing that could happen was they just say no. There was no harm in trying. And, you know, I always say, if you never ask, the answer will always be no. So I did it. I applied, and shortly after that, I found out I was accepted. And this internship was the blessing I needed. You know, they brought me on as a blog writer. And it's funny because the person that was managing me at the time was like, hey, we're in the middle of doing this project thing, and I think you would be awesome in handling that. So it was funny because someone else could see where I shined before I even did. And these things started clicking after joining that internship, which is funny how those things work. And here we are, podcasting it. That's what this podcast is all about. How to be a mompreneur, how to grow your faith as an entrepreneur, and how to grow your online business with content marketing. I'm going to be here every week with a new episode and share ways that you can grow your faith as a stay-at-home mom and an online business owner. How to grow your business with an organic marketing strategy that doesn't require the use of social media, unless, of course, you want to. And I can't wait to be back here with you next week. I pray this episode has blessed you and inspired you, friend. Thanks for hanging with me. I hope this episode inspires you and blesses you. If you liked this episode, share it with a business bestie or a friend and help grow our community by going into iTunes and joining our sister squad by subscribing to the show and leaving a review. And I would love for you to come hang out with me in my Facebook group. And you can find that at bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur. Talk next time.